A warm welcome to Genesis. Today's article, Hello Miss Executive, is by Miss Celine Alina. Ananya, a happy-go-lucky girl, is a technical director at one of India's leading software companies. She has dedicated 15 plus years in the IT service line, meticulously balancing her family and work. She is happily married since 10 years and is a mother of a 5-year-old girl. She is planning to enroll her child to a daycare center because of the demanding nature of her as well as her husband's job. Both of them are highly committed professionals who have balanced their work and personal lives. Ananya's parents and in-laws have been taking turns till now in raising the child. However, now, since the child has grown up and needs to be enrolled in a school, Ananya and Aviral have planned to go for a school-cum-daycare for her. This plan of theirs has received a mixed response from their relatives. While Ananya's mother has asked her to volunteer for the child's schooling in their own place, Aviral is reasoning the child as their own responsibility, whom they should be accountable for, hence proposing that the child should stay with them only. Ananya's in-laws are of the view that she should take a break and leave her job for some time and raise her child properly like a responsible mother. Ananya doesn't agree at all with this thought. She enjoys her work, and it has been one of the main reasons in shaping her personality. She treats her work as her own self, and hence is of the opinion that she will go to any extent for not compromising her child's time as well as retaining her job. After all, Ananya has spent good 15 years for being what she is today. All the hard work, tussle in the corporate job, a bit delayed promotion because of the maternity sabbatical, all this has recently started yielding good results for her, wherein she has got recent promotions due to her capabilities. Aviral is very supportive of Ananya, letting her continue her job. However, whenever she gets a call from her immediate team after office hours, Aviral starts fussing about the spillover of work. Such calls are common to Aviral as he too holds a senior director position at another software firm. However, when Ananya gets such calls, the scene changes. This is partly because of the non-supportive behavior shown by Aviral's parents towards Ananya's job. They deem their son's job as very demanding, however, look down upon her job, saying that her primary responsibility is that of being a good homemaker and a mother. Do you agree that a woman reduces to a mere facilitator of things post she becomes a mother? Also, why being a mother is only restricted to the female gender? Any being who gives care with utmost devotion can be a mother, even a man. In fact, the Best Mother Award for the year 2020 in India went to Mr. Aditya Tiwari for adopting a child with special needs and being a single parent. So, motherhood doesn't confine to only one gender. Both man and woman should take equal responsibility in raising their child. If a man has aspirations towards ascent in his career, so does a woman. These aspirations should not be masked, and ignored to cater another task which is a shared responsibility. Gone are the days when a man would be the sole breadwinner of the family. Today, women are equally capable of supporting their families while also building a perfect family. So, Miss Executive, never shy around from taking responsibilities at office. They will not reduce your care that you hold for your child. Keep flying high, seeking greater horizons, so that you can take your child to that view and show her the beautiful world that exists.